All right.
Everybody's here and accounted for.
I don't know. Do you want to take a roll?
Nobody's happy about it.
I want to take a roll.
How's everybody's week?
Long. I'm alive.
That's good. We're all alive. We're all here. It's a good time.
Let's all hold hands, say prayer.
Fuck you.
Dear sweet internet, please bless this podcast.
Force your religion on me.
The internet is listening, Miles. It can hear you.
Shit, I might get excommunicated.
Speaking of which, I was watching I was watching The Arrow, and their most recent episode, they had like the internet is apparently housed all in like one building.
Oh
my god, it was hysterical. I was
in
laughing.
The Vatican?
Yeah, I was laughing uncontrollably when they showed it. They're like, yeah, this is where all the internet exists. I was like, that's not even close to how the internet works. It's held all in one building for your city? Really?
How do you fit that much porn in one building?
A worldwide connection sits here? Okay.
Apparently,
it prompted me to ask the question to the Arrow writers. I sent them an email, and I was like, "You're never gonna get this or read it, but it's funny anyways." If this one facility is where all the internet lives, where does the dark internet live?
Is it the basement?
The dark web that you constantly talk about in every fucking episode.
Somewhere in Mississippi.
Everybody knows it's in a cave in Idaho.
It's in Louisiana.
It's a conspiracy to host the dark web there.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes
because it
takes more,
yeah,
to
get on it. I like your spot.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away from you.
It takes more than a lifetime, Daddy, to prove that I'll be true. Now it's you.
But it takes somebody's passion,
like me, baby,
to make me say I do.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
Say it again.
Come on, let's do it one more time, all right?
And
welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
I fucking hate you both.
Anderson. God damn it.
Like, seriously, how are you not figured out when your name comes?
Anderson!
I got mine in on time on my recording.
I really do just piss off Miles.
But it pisses off everyone in the room.
Jesus Christ. This is Loach.
Is it, though? Is it?
It is.
I don't have a whole lot to talk about this week. The only thing a review for Call of Duty. I was going to talk about Need for Speed, but I never got to it. But
you got the new Need for Speed?
Yeah.
Why did you get Payback? I thought you said you were not going
to
get it.
Because I got it for 44% off. And they were like, yeah, here's an offer to everybody who's the... This is the funny thing. Here's an offer to those, you know, to a select few who are the early adopters of Origin. We weren't early adopters, EA. You forced us into it.
You were the only one.
We had to use your service. That's not an early adopter. That's being held hostage. That's holding my video games hostage.
So why aren't we getting like 45-50% off of Star Wars?
Because you guys weren't early adopters. Were you playing Crysis when it came out?
Because I refused to put that shit on my machine.
Here's your Stockholm gift.
Yeah, basically that's it.
You've been hostage long enough. You love me now.
Yeah, there was a lot of really weird prerequisites for that, like on like the things like you had to have. Yeah, like it literally had this thing of requirements in order to qualify for like the discounts and stuff. I was like,
have you donated enough semen so we can clone you later?
No, it was mostly just get games and actually like playing games in Origin, how many times you've logged in over the last like several years. It was like a lot of weird stuff. It's kind of like the equivalent of games for gold or games for or quests for gold.
Yeah.
For Xbox, it was kind of like that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like I'm surprised one of them wasn't. If you haven't talked badly about EA openly on a open forum of any kind, including a podcast, you qualify for this. And I'd be like, well, we're screwed. Right.
What's that, employment for IGN?
That's how you get a job at IGN.
We don't talk highly of everything that's Nintendo that comes out.
But, you know what, instead of...
Put it on your resume, you're an automatic hire.
Instead of going into reviews, since we're on the topic of EA, we might as well put this out there. EA has bought Respawn.
No.
Yes.
They bought Rebellion, too. They've already owned Respawn, guys. They bought Rebellion.
They didn't own Respawn.
They
did.
They were the developers.
The publisher.
For right. Yeah, but they bought Rebellion. That's who it was.
Okay.
No, it was. I'm just saying. It was Rebellion.
My news comes from Josiah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're buying Respawn.
They're buying, but they... Okay, the one I saw earlier today was that they bought out Rebellion.
Miles, can you be my guy in the chair and look this up?
Because the funny thing is the guy went on there.
Guy in the chair.
Miles, we need you to use the dark net with this.
Yeah, use the dark internet.
Use the dark web.
Don't use the internet that's in Idaho.
Use the dark web. Find this.
I only have Wi-Fi. I don't have Di-Fi.
Oh, man. Every time they bring up the dark web, it just makes me laugh.
I feel like we should play Jeopardy music right now.
Yeah, EA bought Respawn for $455 million.
Respawn, bro.
Oh. I said, why am I getting Rebellion then? I'm gonna look it up.
It's because you're just excited for Star Wars.
No, they bought Rebellion.
So, anyways.
Scanning for real news.
Really? Fuck you, Virgo.
So, anyways, I won't be buying Titanfall 3.
Why?
Because it's going to be a loot box esports pile of shit.
Yeah, after hearing what they said about Star Wars, you know, the Amy Hennig game from Visceral, after hearing about that crap, it's like, do we really want them to own all of Titanfall? I mean, I get that they were the publishers, but Jesus Christ, guys, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they put it out against Battlefield and then bitched that it didn't sell well.
So...
So yeah, it's sad. They'll put out Titanfall 3. It'll be full of loot boxes, you know, geared towards esports. It's going to fail, and then they'll shut down Respawn.
Probably.
Yeah, I actually might hear all the laundry being done in the background. Sweet. Looking forward to having that in there.
So that was my little bit of sad news for the week.
Yeah, that's...
Are we really surprised, though?
A little bit.
I'm a little surprised given fact that... I am, given the fact that Respawn was created by the developers who were originally developing Call of Duty, and they left because of the way Activision treated them after Activision owned them. So, when you leave a company and you turn around and sell your company to a company that is vastly known for being just as evil...
If not worse...
As the company that you used to work for, I mean, just because they gave you a bunch of handies, you know, doesn't mean that they're nicer. It just means that they, you know,
$455 million worth of handies.
I don't know, man. I'll take it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, on one hand, I don't blame them because $450 million that's a nice chunk of change.
The real question I would have to for them is: Are the guys who created the studio and worked on the games, are they going to still have creative control, or is EA going to come in and do what EA does, which is no, you do what we say, and that's the end of the discussion.
I feel like it's going to be kind of like what they did with BioWare.
Yes to all above.
They murdered it.
Mass Effect 2 was fine because they were mostly done with it. Mass Effect 3 was a pile of shit because EA decided to get all handsy with it.
Yeah, so I guess it really depends on how far they've gotten with Titanfall 3. I don't suspect they've gotten super far considering it's, you know, Titanfall 2 is still pretty fresh.
Yeah, I mean, they're still putting out content for Titanfall 2. So, I don't know. I feel like this just means I won't be buying Titanfall 3.
Yeah, it's not going to be an immediate pre-order.
Yeah, whereas Titanfall 2 was announced, and what was it? I was looking up pre-order options during the announcement footage.
Oh, yeah. Titanfall 2 for me was a pre-order the moment they said campaign.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
which is great.
Yeah, it's one of the best shooter campaigns in a long time, and to hear this does kind of bring that down of, well, EA's known for kind of screwing over their customer base, and based off of how it's going to be really dependent also on how they treat the fans of Star Wars for Battlefront. You know, if Battlefront 2, I mean, you know, Loach, you can't disagree with this. If Battlefront 2 comes out and they turn around and they do the exact same thing of, well, we want, you know, we're going to force, you know, loot boxes and it's just going to be this cash grab.
Yeah, they already fixed that with that whole system that was, I mean, that was pretty bad shit during the beta test.
What?
That whole loot box crap, the whole shit behind the loot boxes where people were getting exotics on basic loot boxes and...
Not only that, but just, like, I'm talking about just the cash grab that goes along with that.
Right, but the thing is like, and some guy recruited, sure, there's a pay-to-win system in
it. But also, if they only give you, you know, a five-hour campaign, that's really
going to... I'll take what I can get right now.
Yeah, but that right there is going to say, okay, no buy for Battlefront 2 for me. And also, that'll also turn around and dictate whether or not I buy, you know, go and pre-order... Titanfall 3, because if that's the way they're going to treat a franchise so powerful as Star Wars, now what are they going to do to a franchise that's still trying to come into its own with Titanfall?
I don't know. After the acquisition of Fox by Disney, I would not be surprised later on if they buy out the contract from EA and take back.
Did that actually go through?
Which leads us to the newest news.
That went through.
Which leads us to the latest news with Disney, and it is not all of Fox, by the way.
Well, it's half...
Select Studios?
No, they bought... So here's the deal. Disney recently acquired certain properties of Fox. They started gathering up. Fox literally started separating up the things that it owns, including Fox, you know, Fox 20 or 20th Century Fox movies.
Spotlight.
Certain rights to that. Spotlight. They started separating TV, even TV shows, to be individually bought by organizations.
Firefly.
No, hold on.
That was the first thing where he was going.
No, that's actually not where I was going to go with this. Does this mean we're going to get fanfare in front of Star Wars movies again?
I don't know.
I'd be surprised. I don't think so.
I mean, I can hope.
No, because technically...
What do you mean fanfare, though?
He's talking about in the front story. The 21st
Century Fox...
Fanfare?
Yeah.
No, because technically they don't own Star Wars. It's still Disney. Just because you bought the company that used to make it doesn't mean all of a sudden they're attached to it. That's the thing. They own Star Wars outright from Fox. Fox has nothing to do with Star
Wars.
That's
not technically true.
How is that not technically true?
Fox owned distribution rights for the first Star Wars.
That's
New
it.
Hope.
Well, yeah, but that's
always,
it.
They've always owned that.
Right, but
that's
the
only property they never relinquished, and that's the weirdest thing. With this buy, now Disney does. Disney owns entire distribution rights to that original film.
I doubt they'll put the fanfare in front of the new movies.
Yeah, I can always hope.
I seriously doubt it.
Here's the upside. Here's the upside.
But we might get the originals again.
That's exactly it. Here's the upside. We might actually get an original box set with I would love to have a box set with all of them.
All different versions.
The original release, the special edition release, and then the fucked up Lucas release.
No, I don't want the fucked up Lucas release.
Yeah,
I mean,
because then I want that because then they can use statistics to show Lucas you were wrong.
Like it matters, and like he fucking cares.
He does. He actually still talks about the fact that he is upset at the fact that he does not own the rights to that franchise anymore.
Well, that's his own goddamn fault.
He's been a big baby about it for a long time.
Yeah, that's his own fucking fault.
Well, it's funny.
It's either that or make shitty Star Wars.
Let's hand it to him. He is a human Chewbacca. So somebody takes it away, he wants to rip their arms off and beat them to death with it.
Was it Avatar a Fox movie?
Yes.
Hmm. That means Disney owns Avatar?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the
billions.
I told you they print their own fucking. So going back to the games, EA, I could totally see Disney walking in there and just throwing their dick on the table and be like, "Yeah, so we're buying Star Wars."
Yeah, so The weird thing is, with this whole, like, Fox or selling all this stuff, other stuff, they're not selling, one, they're not selling Fox News. They're gonna keep that to their own. It doesn't really matter. Just like every quote unquote reputable news source, they don't use reputable news sources. Right. That's one thing that's kind of weird about it. But the other thing that's odd about it is how they've been separating these up and how they've been selling them off is kind of odd, because they actually have the ability to, this is the weirdest thing, they actually have the ability to sell the X-Men. Now, There's been no official ruling on what exactly Disney has bought from them. They just know that they've estimated that they've bought about 40% of what they've put out.
I'd be surprised on sale. If they did not buy X-Men.
There's still a large chunk of stuff that they have not sold.
I'd be shocked if they didn't buy X-Men.
They'd
be stupid.
Like Blade, not to... I bet you they probably picked up Blade.
That would be New Line Cinema. That would be Warner Brothers.
Never mind.
Based off the fact that they haven't made anything with that franchise, they've already lost rights to it already. I think that they relinquished that a while back.
Yeah, because they tried that
TV series, yeah,
and that failed miserably.
Spike was owned by Warner Brothers then?
No, you're confusing TV studios with production studios, like Fox is actually the production company behind Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but it never aired on Fox. It always aired on UPN or CW, which was a Warner Brothers
station. Season 1 was on Fox.
No. They aired the original pilot on Fox.
Right.
And it didn't do well.
That was
only aired in California.
I don't know. Could be interesting.
They
own the rights to Deadpool, mouth. Technically, though.
I kind of don't like that Disney is starting to get a monopoly on all of my entertainment.
I don't mind.
That's kind of scary.
I'd be only worried if it was bad.
It is.
How long until it goes bad? That's my point.
Really? We've been saying that for 10 years about the MCU.
Okay. And my point is,
have they been bad?
How long until it gets bad?
Nah.
Comparatively speaking, I'm more concerned about EA than I am Disney at the moment.
Exactly.
Yes.
So am I.
Yes.
I'm just saying, at some point, this is going to go sour. They're going to end up owning just about everything that we like, and
no,
they're just going to be like, you know what?
I don't think so.
Fuck you guys.
See, I disagree with you for the simple fact that if it was going to go sour, I think it would have gone sour already. And two, they know where their money's from. They know where they make their money. And that's the fan base. So, they're not EA. EA is walking around like their shit doesn't stink. And still doing what they're doing.
So your concern would be if the fan base changes. The majority.
Yeah, now if the
fan
base changes and all of a sudden they start making shitty movies and they don't give a fuck, that's where you have a problem. But every time when
they
screwed up...
We're talking about a studio that, regardless of Iron Man 3 doing really well with critics,
they knew
the amount
of
fan outcry was enough for them to say, we have to do a little bit of control damage on this because this was
and
really bad.
If they came back and said, oh, no, Iron Man 3 was perfect and we didn't and they didn't listen to the fans, then I'd be worried. But no, there's no way. Look what they did with Star Wars.
I wouldn't say there's no way. I would never go so far as to say a company that big can't screw up.
Sure, they can't. They can screw up, but are they they know where their money comes from.
Because, I mean, after Call of Duty Modern Warfare, there was that point where we were like, there's no way they can go wrong, this series is amazing. And then Modern Warfare 2 happened and we were like, oh...
No, I don't
think Modern Warfare 3 happened. Like,
you see
why?
The,
just
I don't see EA or Disney.
You saw that decline.
No, I don't see Disney.
Did you see the article about Call of Duty that they didn't initially want to do World War 2?
Yeah.
They wanted to do a sequel to Modern Warfare?
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then I heard they wanted to reboot the franchise at one point. The Black Ops franchise they were talking about?
I didn't hear anything about that, but the Modern Warfare one.
But no, I don't see Disney doing that shit.
I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow.
I'm not saying
that
either.
I'm just saying it's a little worrying that they're starting to buy up everything.
Yeah. I think they're smart, honestly, to buy up what they... Because they... Think about
it
like this. Phase 4 could have a reboot of the X-Men.
It also wasn't a situation where, like, Disney approached the other company. Like, Disney approached Lucas. In his case, it was a brokered deal. In Fox's situation, Fox basically made the announcement of, we are selling these properties, And they
yard sale.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Why else it's a fucking yard sale? They sat there and they told everybody, we're selling these properties. You know, whoever wants them or is willing to pay enough for them will get them. And Disney was the one that was like, well, we're putting our foot in the ring. They have a plan for something.
Think of it like this. Disney knows when they have a good investment on their hands or they can get one on their hands. Could you imagine if Warner Brothers took over
Marvel? Could you imagine if suddenly you heard they were going through reshoots for Infinity War because of the acquisition? Like what that could lead to?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're not going
to
hear...
We no longer have to call anyone the Enhanced. We can now call them
Mutants. But could you imagine, though, like, if another company went in there and bought Lucas? Like, Warner Brothers owns Lucasfilms, and they're making Star Wars? When I hear Disney's going to buy out something that I like, I'm okay with it right now. They're going to make up the most of the buying out of Fox, or whatever percentage they bought, in Star Wars alone when that launches. Next month, when Star Wars launches, they already just paid off. The acquisition of 40.
That's already next month.
40. Well, next week is fucking Justice League.
Yeah.
But, like, seriously, Star Wars is going to launch, and then they're going to be like, yeah, so we just paid off our 45% of Fox.
I'm sorry, I saw the new trailer for Justice League. It looks like a lot of fun.
It does look fun.
It does. It's a lot of fun.
You might have to show me that one, because the last couple trailers I saw, I was just like, eh.
Dude, when they showed some of the stuff with freaking Aquaman, and he was just laughing and having a great time, like, you know, basically like a good old boy, you know, doing a romp and stomp through, like, a fucking bar, I was like, this is great.
I'm liking the new Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, I still need to watch Wonder Woman anyways.
I almost feel
that was
like...
That really so good. That was really, really good. I was shocked. I'm just... Honestly, I'm not...
Is this DC?
I'm okay with it.
Who's the DC bounty hunter? The one that can take out Superman.
Oh, crap.
Deathstroke?
No.
No, he knows what I'm talking about.
are you talking about... Oh, my God. I know what you're talking
once
about.
Once we remember this character, it feels like they...
It's at a standstill. All right.
So. They figured they couldn't use Jason Momoa for that character, but they'll take that character and turn it to Aquaman.
God, he would have been perfect as that character, too.
That's what I felt like. I forgot his name. They're just like, they're just going to take that character's personality and put it on Aquaman.
Like, I get your concerns, Josiah, because it's one of those things of, like, you're seeing a company start to buy up all these franchises, and you're like, well, what are you going to do with them? Are you going to do what I would like to see? But here's the thing. Has Fox been doing what you like to see?
No, not necessarily. I mean, depending on what we're talking about, they've done the opposite of what I want to see. It's just...
Yeah.
My concern is what they could do.
Yeah, and Disney's already said, like, you know, with anything that they've acquired, anything, any on, like, currently going projects, they will have no interference with.
Yeah.
They literally just want to make money.
Yeah.
See the teaser poster that they did release for Deadpool today?
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm concerned now. I'm just saying I could see it possibly being an issue in the future.
I mean, it can. Anything can happen. I just don't think Disney's that fucking stupid to where they would let it get out of control like EA. Like I said, they know it's Lobo, by the way.
That's bugging the
hell. I don't know, man. Today's society... Companies bending to the whims of idiots all the time.
I get it. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it can't happen. I just think they're smart enough to know where their money comes from, what their fan base is, and not
for
fuck
now.
That over.
Yeah, for now. When we stop being the fan base,
That's nice.
They'll cater to the millennials that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's cool.
When the fan base changes, that's when.
Right, but then we're, like I said, when the fan base changes... They're going to be catering. They're still going to know what they're doing because they're going to be catering to that fan base.
When do you think Disney's going to get tired of having their own streaming service and just buy Netflix?
That I'm waiting for.
Years.
Well, that streaming service supposed to drop in 2019. They said their streaming service is supposed to drop in what 2019, beginning of 2019.
Yeah.
So they'll buy Netflix in 2021.
So here's the thing, though, because IGN just I watched this before I came over here, was the fact that. They're in talks with making a live-action Star Wars. That's in the works right now.
All Star Wars are live-action.
For their, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they said for TV.
Okay.
For
TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that will be on their streaming service. They're talking about moving all the Marvel that's in Netflix right now over.
all of the Marvel is moving over.
Yeah, so you're going to lose... All the Netflix properties. Is losing Deadpool... Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry, not Deadpool.
Just the Marvel.
Daredevil, movies. Punisher, all that. That's all going to Disney streaming service. So I don't know how long that will take before they're like, okay, well, we'll just buy out Netflix. But I don't know. I don't think Netflix will...
See, I kind of...
Suffer, because they're going to go buy their own original content any fucking
Netflix
way.
Netflix won't suffer as long as they have Stranger Things.
For now. But Stranger Things, I can't see them lasting more than 4 seasons.
No, but have you heard of the other 4 shows that they're starting to... They're talking about starting?
I heard about Dark. That looks pretty cool.
They are starting a... They're looking at making a new Twilight Zone. There's a rumor that they're looking at making a Stargate show.
What?
Actually, since she said it... The rumor already is that they already finished the pilot for the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's being done by who's making it? Key and Peele.
More than just that, there's a lot of directors that's already come out, horror movie directors.
Usually, for shows like Twilight Zone, they have different directors for every episode.
Right, but this, I think he's also, like, the main guy who's running all of it.
There's also another rumor that they're going to be looking at making a new Amazing Stories.
Oh, Spielberg. That I will be.
But, like I said, Disney's not EA. EA is doing whatever.
EA
walks around, like I said, thinking that their shit doesn't stink, and they just do whatever the fuck they want. Whether the fans are happy about it or not.
EA and Activision stopped really caring about what a lot of their customers thought when they started making so much money that they could no longer see or contact their customers.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, you don't see customer service.
Look at Origin. Origin.
When you had things like we're coming out with SimCity and we're making it server based, and everyone in existence of being a fan of that said, "No, this is a bad idea. Don't do it. I won't buy it, or it'll just not work." Well, lo and behold, it didn't work. It didn't work for crap. People who got pissed off about it got refunds, and they ended up having to apologize. But what's really funny is EA did the usual, "Oh, well, we're sorry."
And we're sorry.
And everybody forgave them. But everybody forgave them and just kind of let it pass. They don't really learn from it, because nobody stops buying their games because of it. I mean, you guys still are buying Star Wars, even though the first Battlefront never fully delivered on what we were looking for.
Right, but I think Battlefront 2 will.
I went into Battlefront 1 knowing that I had to buy that one to get a good second one.
Exactly.
I bitched about it when we bought that game. I said, I'm buying this fully knowing I'm going to get fucked right now.
Yeah.
But it's going to pay off in like a year or two.
Hopefully. It sucks that John Boyega had to be the one to voice an opinion saying, this is kind of bullshit.
You realize you're like saying you're like a hooker that gave a freebie knowing that eventually the money would come in.
Hey, it happens. Yeah, it sucks that we had to do that to get a good second game. But, I mean, right now that in the world of gaming,
but
that's unfortunately how it is.
It could be worse. It could absolutely be worse. You could have waited 6 games.
I know where he's going.
For a good one to finally hit.
Yeah. Well.
For one worth buying simply off of the campaign alone. And listeners, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the new Call of Duty. Call of Duty World War II, the game that the developers didn't want to go back and make.
And we weren't.
They didn't want to go back to World War II, even though fans had wanted it. Wanted to see what they could do with the series. It is absolutely the best goddamn Call of Duty since we've had since Modern Warfare.
The first Black Ops.
No, it's better than that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I stopped playing the campaign and went, I just played Band of Brothers.
I get that.
Let me put it to you this way.
I love Black Ops, though. The first Black Ops.
Vargo messaged me last night and told me I need to buy this game, and after playing, what was it, the first 4 levels, I can agree, I will be buying this one.
Yeah, it's really good. The campaign is fantastic. I don't even like Zombies mode, and Zombies is actually pretty cool. They actually have a story, they have a campaign, it's got Danny Trejo in it, it's got freaking
David Tennant
doing voices. Yeah, it's great.
The chick that plays Electro.
The new Electra?
Yeah.
Oh. From Hitman's Bodyguard?
So, I mean, that's actually decently done, and I don't even like zombies. I've been kind of done with zombies for a long time. But it's actually fun. You know, I'll screw around it every now and then. The multiplayer is the best they've had in a long time, and even though it does feel like it's kind of missing a little something, and there are some things about it that I don't really care for, it's still fun. It feels like Call of Duty. I mean, it feels like this is how Call of Duty should be for a long time, not, you know, making double jumps and using robots and shit like that.
Yeah, ripping off Titanfall without actually ripping off Titanfall.
So yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. I absolutely say it's a buy. But if you don't like shooters or you're heavily against, I hate Call of Duty, you're probably not going to like it. You probably don't like Call of Duty, regardless of what they give you.
No,
so
I like the campaign.
You should never look at the game in the first place.
Games.
Which is funny, because I hate Call of Duty, and I'm going to be buying this one.
See, that's weird.
So,
yeah, if you just want, and that's the other thing. If you just want, and if you just want to play the campaign, it'll drop to $40 within the next couple of months.
It'll drop forty bucks on Black Friday or
yeah.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah. I'll buy it when the price drops because I'm not buying it for multiplayer, and I hate zombies.
Yeah.
So
you know, wait for
Black
Friday.
Zombies is pretty fun when you play with your friends.
Yeah, that still doesn't make me hate it.
My brother
doesn't no play one in this room.
So, whatever. See, my brother
Miles is in Oklahoma.
My brother doesn't play video games really, and I remember when the Black Ops came out, and I got it, and me and him played the zombie mode like all Thanksgiving Day. Like that's all we played. So I mean, I like the zombie mode.
Is the campaign all in one theater?
Huh?
Is the campaign all in one theater?
It looks like it's only in Europe.
I don't know what you mean. I'm sorry, Miles.
Like
one
in one
theater
is it like,
operation oh,
yeah.
Is it in Europe or.
Without spoiling it,
doesn't jump around to like you know.
It does.
Japanese
it doesn't get. Yeah, it doesn't.
Like
it doesn't give you a campaign from multiple fronts like the old Call of Duty does,
or like Battlefront.
But it does give you a narrative that is right up there with like the, you know, like I said, Band of Brothers, like the you know, watching something from HBO.
I will right. still probably be emailing the developers.
Yeah,
saying,
also,
hey, you guys want to do something cool? Eastern Front plays the Germans against the Russians.
Yeah. Also, just you know. To not try and spoil anything, but you do get to play a section as the French
resistance.
So there's a cool stealth section which Sai is terrible at.
Oh, I'm just very watching. That's why I was making the comment.
But it does you know it does the Call of Duty you know big events and cool you know cool action stuff. But it's a lot of fun. It's a decently sized campaign.
Yeah.
It's
Did
not
you
really,
record your
it doesn't
size
feel
stealth?
Half-assed. So
what can
was
I
that,
say? I'm about as stealthy as a boner in sweatshorts.
Was that recorded?
The recording of him doing stealth? No.
Oh, man.
No.
Nice.
I only recorded Josiah up to the point where I had started recording
okay.
for myself. Because I had completely forgot to start recording when I was starting to play.
Wish we would have had that.
That's great. That's a fucking great analogy.
It's a buy. Or if you, you know, just want to play the campaign... Wait for it to drop to $40. It will.
I wonder if they'll entertain the idea of moving it to the Pacific Theater next time around.
You know, I've sent them a few messages now. I sent them a tweet earlier asking them for a Russian campaign. But I sent them an email just saying, hey, there's a lot of stuff you guys could do with World War II that you guys have never done before.
North Africa.
You could do, yeah. And I mentioned North Africa. I said you guys could do... an entire thing of the French Resistance.
So they
do an entire, you know, you could do an entire campaign in the Pacific.
Hell, I don't think Call of Duty's even tackled a Vietnam theater, have they?
They did. Well, like they did missions. With technically with Black Ops.
Did they?
Yeah.
Call of Duty 3, I think they did the North Africa.
But the other thing I also told them that they could do was the Korean War. They've never touched the Korean War ever.
That'd be cool.
So. Which would be a really cool war to do because when you had foot soldiers, or you had air combat, you also had a lot of espionage that was going on at the time. So you could have some really really cool stealth sections.
Wisecracking doctors.
That would be Vietnam, and that's MASH.
No, that was Korea.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The show?
Yeah.
It was Korean War.
MASH?
Okay. Yeah.
He might be right.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Hold on. Let me look.
Miles, we need you to get access to the dark web.
Yeah, it would be interesting if they could do anything with the Contras.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, he's right.
On the franchise.
It was the Korean War.
Was it the Korean War?
Yeah.
I thought it was the Vietnam War, but...
Actually, he's... Yeah, because if you would have looked at some of the vehicles and everything, there was never a Huey.
God damn it.
I was going to say, when was the last time you probably saw MASH?
As a child.
Yeah. No, they weren't flying Hueys. Huey was like the greatest thing ever. They were flying the bubble choppers.
You're talking about
the bubble ones, the one with a big bubble front.
Yeah, a B-47?
It might
or be. A Bell 47, sorry.
Something like that. But that's not... That was the Korean War. That wasn't...
The one that goes...
That's amazing. We're going to have to keep that whole thing in there just because of that one
just
joke.
Just that one joke.
God damn it, there. Miles. We can't even erase our mistakes.
Nah, but yeah.
Because you're too fucking clever.
That was during the Korean War. Nice call.
Well, I admit it. I was wrong.
You heard it here first.
I was wrong. By Michael Vargo. So yeah, moving on.
It's I'm just by type in MASH helicopter so I can see what it actually
was. By.
It's a Bell 47. At least I knew what it was.
Right.
What it was when you mentioned it.
So
the bubble one.
Call of Duty World War II is a buy.
Yeah, which is weird because, like I said,
which is weird.
I hate Call of Duty almost on principle.
Next thing you know, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna buy next year's MLB The Show. What?
No.
Who the fuck
I
are you?
Actually, don't like baseball.
After looking at everything in MLB The Show 17, just because they announced the cover and everything for 18 and everything that's coming with it, I am so glad there's no trophies associated with Play With Friends, because I would never be able to do it. Nobody I know, except for like one person.
Will you please jump online with me?
Will no.
I'll pay for the red box rental.
I swear to God. That's what it's going to end up being.
Next one comes out and he'd be begging people, I'll buy your copy. Just hop on the table.
Just so I get to get 100% on this.
As long as I can.
Well, at least it's not as bad as FIFA, like where it feels like
FIFA's tough.
You have to pay. It feels like you have to pay for a better player to play with you in order to get the online.
Yeah, dude. We did the co-op seasons for FIFA 18. Jesus Christ, dude, we just got slaughtered. Like opening kickoff, done.
I mean,
we were like a group of Americans playing soccer.
Brian, I will play with you
versus other countries.
If that was required, I would do it, but as long as I could name my team something really offensive.
Oh, dude, you should see some of the team
Which
names I've seen.
They're pretty strict on stuff.
You can get away with it. There's been... I was playing some guy whose whole fucking jersey was Pornhub. I'm not even kidding. It had the Pornhub logo.
That's awesome.
He made the baseballs look like nipples and they were on fire. I mean, it was just hilarious. So, I don't know. You can get away with a lot of shit.
That's awesome.
It was funny.
See, now you're making a convincing case.
Yeah. Jeez. I take it serious. I play against people, and I'm like, yeah, that guy does a lot of drugs and eats a lot of
Pornhub, where we only swing with wood.
But, real quick, MLB The Show, they released their cover. It's Aaron Judge from the Yankees, first rookie to ever hit 50 home runs in one season as a rookie. The All Rise Edition, that's the special edition. I'll get it. Just because I get my money's worth out of that shit, that's for sure. Basically comes with, like, what came with this year's. Comes with a new era hat and a bunch of crap for DLC and stuff, so totally worth it. $100. Still
doesn't
Tebow's go up in
not
price.
On the cover?
Which is great. What did he say?
You mean Tebow's not on the cover?
You mean Tebow's not on the cover?
Nah, not yet. biggest news I saw was that Rian Johnson, the guy who directed and wrote... the upcoming Star Wars, The Last Jedi. I guess Disney went to him, and he is doing a full brand new trilogy that has absolutely nothing to do with the Skywalkers.
Sweet.
Yes. So this tells me that Episode 8 must be
really
fucking
good.
damn
good.
Has
they done a background
hey,
check
more.
To make sure that he wasn't involved in any, sexual harassment scandals or any of that stuff first.
By the way, did you hear what the LAPD is doing? This is how bad that shit is. LAPD just came out and said they're assembling their own task force.
To arrest white people.
For the fucking... The first guy they arrest is a black dude in Hollywood. Done. Over. It's so bad that they're assembling a task force for Hollywood scandals. When it comes to all the sexual harassment shit, that's when you know something's completely wrong here.
here's what's really funny.
Didn't it's LAPD.
don't you guys already have that? Isn't it called the Special Victims Unit? Well, don't you have a TV show surrounding this whole concept?
Man,
that's New York.
Oh, yeah.
On the other end of the country. Wrong coast.
Yeah, but it's filmed. It's probably filmed in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's filmed in New York.
Well, let's be realistic. It's probably filmed in L.A.
It's filmed in Texas, Dallas.
I figured it was filmed in Canada.
Iced tea to that one.
Nah, because then he'll just go back to his gangster ways.
Damn it.
No, but yeah. So, yeah.
Too many people know him.
The Last Jedi must be fucking amazing. If they're already trusting this dude to direct a brand new trilogy. So
they're pulling the God trick, which is like, you know, where God gives you a child and says, but don't screw up because anything can happen and they could die.
Wow. just wow.
Good luck.
Oh man.
That's so wrong. So wrong.
Well, he just sits there and panics like, oh my God. I can't. What do I do?
So yeah, we're getting a new trilogy that does not involve Skywalkers.
Man, they're going to walk into his office one day and just find his brain splattered all over scripts for the next trilogy.
Because he can't handle it?
Just written in big letters, can't handle it, goodbye.
Oh, I was thinking more of just, you know, the word it in blood.
There's a red balloon just floating in the middle of the fucking office.
Yeah, I don't even see that. I see the blood script of the mouse symbol.
I want that to happen. I want somebody so demented that when they do commit suicide, that's the message they leave.
Oh, man.
God. Some poor bastard that's listening to the podcast is like, I got it.
Done. Then I'll feel bad.
This is my catcher in the rye.
It was, you know, then I'll feel bad, but it was worth the joke and the investigation that'll happen later.
God. Are you kidding me right now? That's so wrong. But it's so funny.
You said it and then he did it. I know. It's like I have power.
So anyway, going back to that. So the trilogy is supposed to be a brand new trilogy that has absolutely nothing to do with the Skywalkers. I'm really curious where they're going to go with it.
They're going to follow.
I mean, you can do whatever. They're going to what?
Young Windu.
It's the Windu trilogy.
Young Windu. It's just the movie. It's just... Isn't that just a token movie?
It's just a movie about a badass motherfucker.
Really happy if they went and
who
did
about these motherfucking Wookiees on
stuff?
This motherfucking spaceship?
That would be very cool. Old Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably won't happen, but...
No, because EA can't even make a game with the Old Republic without doing shit.
That's fair.
So
we're done talking about the news. Now we're just going to make fun of everything.
Isn't that what we do all the time?
Yeah, this is true.
We talk about the news and make fun of it.
We're the South Park of fucking gaming podcasts.
I wouldn't go that far. We're not that creative.
We're not that creative yet. Yet. I don't know, though. The it and that should be a suicide.
We'd maybe be like season one of South Park.
It's pretty creative right there.
Yeah, listeners, never take what I say seriously.
He's all worried now. This is not a promo. Please do not promote. The Geek Out Heroes do not promote this.
What if you're going to? Email us.
What an asshole. Send us pictures.
Here we go. Now we're going to have the suicide hotline and our little notes for the podcast.
Oh, man.
No, that would be cool, though. The new trilogy is based off the Old Republic.
Something new.
Yeah, just something new in general. Yeah. Nothing about the Skywalkers. Let that be its own thing. It's going to be wrapped up by
Jedi R&D.
I would be very happy about it.
Speaking of space walking.
Harry Carey just does the...
The opening sequence.
The opening scroll. Oh. Meanwhile, in the Republic.
Yeah, I like that. That was great in the Clone Wars.
Goes over the creation of the lightsaber.
The first lightsaber.
And all the times
all the
it
times
went horribly
wrong.
They were wrong.
When he first turned it on and it shot across the entire room, killing his family.
Which led him down to the dark side, and that's why he created the red one.
Maiming his dog.
Yeah, that's
Tripod
right,
became bipod that day.
Ironically named Youngling.
Ironically named Youngling.
Laser face.
Oh my god. Laser face. Your name is Taser face.
Taser face.
It's just all sand people.
Dude, the whole trilogy is based off this one sand people family.
No subtitles.
I still watch it. You know, the wife kisses her husband goodbye.
It's like a Dances with Wolves moment.
Tells him to have a good day. He comes back with Anakin's mom. With all the boring shit until Anakin shows up in episode 3 and slaughters everyone. And that still happens off screen.
Yeah, you never see it.
All you see is him riding up on that speeder bike crying.
No, but the laugh track was hilarious.
I was really hoping for a serious conversation about this, but apparently I was way off tonight.
Sand family is just a live studio audience.
It's a trilogy.
Sandley Matters.
It's like a fucking sitcom.
That's a new Star Wars live action TV show. That or it's going to be about a fucking traveling band of Jawas.
I wouldn't watch that.
Oh, I would totally watch that. Obviously non-subtitled.
No, the Jawas are the annoying neighbors to the sand people.
Oh, I thought they were just the Mormons.
And then hilarity ensues.
That works too.
Show up,
dude. Like, just have like a new odd couple, and it's like one sand person and a Jawa living together, and just the hilarity that comes from their everyday life.
And their boss is C-3PO.
Oh, it's too much.
So yes, but hopefully episode 8 is the fucking shit.
I'm thinking it'd be disappointed.
He's got high hopes.
I'm not worried about Star Wars.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm not worried about it.
What's really funny is I already heard like 8 people go, I swear to God, if Daisy here... What's Daisy Ridley's, Ridley's character again?
Ray.
Ray. Like, if Ray turns to the dark side, fucking out.
Hell no. I hope she does turn.
I was going to say, I've been hoping for that.
I'm hoping to God she turns.
Yeah, and then Kylo Ren turns good and he has to face her.
No, I hope they both turn. Actually, I was kind of hoping they would both meet in the middle and they'd take on both sides.
Dude, now you're just describing a porno. That shit's for Pornhub, not here.
I can make a lot of money off this.
I totally forgot that was already next month.
Yeah, that's crazy,
hopefully
right?
I can forget again until the movie comes out.
You won't, because I'm going to remind you.
You motherfucker.
Every morning. So many days before Star Wars.
I'm going to send you a countdown every day. Just to fuck with you.
I will kick you right in the balls.
And then the last day, I'm going to send you the wrong countdown. You're going to miss opening night.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will. Do you have your tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
I don't.
Are you sure? Because you never.
I was like, no, but
ahead.
I did remove a seat in the theater.
I don't know. With Chapel Hill flowing, it might be really easy to get in.
Well, you know, the show Star Wars, you have to have it on 4 screens in every theater, so I'm not.
Yeah, I'm really still. That's a douche move on Disney's part, right there. I'm not gonna lie.
You have to have it on at least 4 screens.
They said it had to be on at least 4 screens. One of them had to be their biggest screen in the theater, and it has to be up for 4 weeks. Or they get fined.
Not exactly
lose,
a challenge
like,
for Star Wars.
More percentage
most,
of profit.
Most people are going to deny it. It's only going to hurt the mom and pop shops.
So, yeah. That was a big one.
Are they still around?
The mom and pop theaters?
Yeah, but it's like
very
in small
few
towns.
Very few and far between.
I'd laugh if the drive-in double feature in Pueblo is just all Star Wars. All screens.
Funny as hell. That'd be amazing.
You get to watch it twice in a row. What?
Let's kill this podcast now and just move on.
Call it good.
Frozen Lands was good.
So far.
Yeah, you guys have played Frozen Lands.
Yeah.
Was it worth owning? Was it worth
buying?
Look at
me.
Was it worth continuing? We all know you haven't played it. You won't play it because you don't like games of the year.
I'm not a conformist.
No.
You don't play anything we put up for Game of the Year.
See, the thing is he plays Game of the Year. The thing is he doesn't get battle packs from this one, so he's not going to bother.
Oh, it's not an EA game.
And I mean, if I was getting battle packs from everything, then I probably wouldn't bother either, but...
So today, I played FIFA, I put FIFA on, and I was playing, and I got a free... brand new soccer kit, and it's for Battlefront 2.
Wow. So whose dick are you sucking?
It went to everybody.
It's just EA's fluffers.
Yeah.
All right.
They're digital fluffer, you know. Nicole's here to get Alexandra. Yep. She doesn't want to be on the podcast?
No.
Well, that's a shame. That's okay. I don't want to be on the podcast either. So, listeners, thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Please go on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like any videos that are up there. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
That's my family. We're out.
I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero trying to save the world, but never really sure. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero. Nothing more than that. That's all I really am. Just a day job that someone's got to do. It's kinda hard when everyone looks up to you. Try to make it look easy, gonna make it look good, like anybody would. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero, trying to save the world, but never really sure. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero. Nothing more than that, that's all I really am. Just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero.